7.
O ye spiritual friends of Abdu'l-Bahá, a trusted messenger hath arrived, and hath in the world of the spirit delivered a message from God's loved ones. This auspicious courier bringeth fragrances of great ardour, and wafteth the life-giving breezes of the love of God. He maketh the heart to dance for joy, and filleth up the soul with an ecstasy of love and rapture. So intensely hath the glory of divine unity penetrated souls and hearts, that all are now bound one to another with heavenly ties, and all are even as a single heart, a single soul. Wherefore, reflections of the spirit and impressions of the divine are now mirrored clear and sharp in the deep heart's core. I beg of God to strengthen these spiritual bonds as day followeth day, and make this mystic oneness to shine ever more brightly, until at last all shall be as troops marshalled together beneath the banner of the covenant within the sheltering shade of the word of God, that they may strive with all their might until universal fellowship, close and warm and unalloyed love and spiritual relationships will connect all the hearts in the world. Then will all humankind, because of this fresh and dazzling bounty, be gathered in a single homeland. Then will conflict and dissension vanish from the face of the earth. Then will mankind be cradled in love for the beauty of the All-Glorious. Discord will change to accord, dissension to unison. The roots of malevolence will be torn out, the basis of aggression destroyed. The bright rays of union will obliterate the darkness of limitations, and the splendors of heaven will make the human heart to be even as a mine veined richly with the love of God. O ye loved ones of the Lord, this is the hour when ye must associate with all the earth's peoples in extreme kindliness and love, and be to them the signs and tokens of God's great mercy. Ye must become the very soul of the world, the living spirit in the body of the children of men. In this wondrous age, at this time when the ancient beauty, the most great name, bearing unnumbered gifts, hath risen above the horizon of the world, the word of God hath infused such awesome power into the inmost essence of humankind, that he hath stripped men's human qualities of all effect, and hath with his all-conquering might unified the peoples in a vast sea of oneness. Now is the time for the lovers of God to raise high the banners of unity, to intone in the assemblages of the world the verses of friendship and love, and to demonstrate to all that the grace of God is one. Thus will the tabernacles of holiness be upraised on the summits of the earth, gathering all peoples into the protective shadow of the word of oneness. This great bounty will dawn over the world at the time when the lovers of God shall arise to carry out his teachings and to scatter far and wide the fresh, sweet scents of universal love. In every dispensation there hath been the commandment of fellowship and love, but it was a commandment limited to the community of those in mutual agreement, not to the dissident foe. In this wondrous age, however, praised be God, the commandments of God are not delimited, not restricted to any one group of people. Rather have all the friends been commanded to show forth fellowship and love, consideration and generosity and loving kindness to every community on earth. Now must the lovers of God arise to carry out these instructions of his. Let them be kindly fathers to the children of the human race, and compassionate brothers to the youth, and self-denying offspring to those bent with years. The meaning of this is that they must show forth tenderness and love to every human being, even to your enemies, and welcome them all with unalloyed friendship, good cheer, and loving kindness. When ye meet with cruelty and persecution at another's hands, keep faith with him. When malevolence is directed your way, respond with a friendly heart. To the spears and arrows rained upon you, expose your breasts for a target, mirror bright, and in return for curses, taunts, and wounding words, show forth abounding love. Thus will all peoples witness the power of the most great name, and every nation acknowledge the might of the ancient beauty, and see how he hath toppled down the walls of discord, and how surely he hath guided all the peoples of the earth to oneness, how he hath lit man's world and made this earth of dust to send forth streams of light. These human creatures are even as children. They are brash and unconcerned. These children must be reared with infinite loving care and tenderly fostered in the embraces of mercy, so that they may taste the spiritual honey sweetness of God's love, that they may become like unto candles, shedding their beams across this darksome world, and may clearly perceive what blazing crowns of glory the most great name, the ancient beauty, hath set on the brows of his beloved, what bounties he hath bestowed on the hearts of those he holdeth dear, what a love he hath cast into the breasts of humankind, and what treasures of friendship he hath made to appear amongst all men. O God, my God, aid thou thy trusted servants to have loving and tender hearts. Help them to spread amongst all the nations of the earth the light of guidance that cometh from the company on high. Verily, thou art the strong, the powerful, the mighty, the all-subduing, the ever-giving. Verily, thou art the generous, the gentle, the tender, the most bountiful.